Shortly before the trial in Sela, Pengo moved into a spacious apartment on a quiet street in Kreuzberg and continued freelance programming. After his court testimony in January 1990, he awaited the official decision on his own fate.
3 months later, after a series of difficult discussions between Pengo's lawyer in Bayreuth and the German authorities, word came from Karlsruhe that all charges against Pengo had been dropped. There was no probation and no fine.
At the recommendation of the Digital Equipment Corporation lawyer who had attended the Sela trial, Digital had considered filing a civil suit against Pengo for his possession of the company's proprietary software. Pengo's lawyer finally negotiated a settlement. Pengo signed a document promising never again to break into Digital's computers. He was not required to pay restitution to the company. In late 1990, Emery Air Freight Corporation, whose network user identification Pengo had used so generously, sent Pengo a letter demanding $13,000. After receiving no response from Pengo, Emery's lawyers filed a civil suit against him in Berlin. Once again, Pengo's lawyer intervened, took up negotiations with Emery, and settled out of court for $2,300, just enough to cover Emery's attorney's fees. Pengo has yet to receive a bill from his lawyer. Marcus Hess is still a programmer in Hanover. Cliff Stoll, divorced from Martha Matthews, was paid a large advance to write a book on astronomy, but eventually dropped the project and wrote a detractor's view of the internet instead, called Silicon Snake Oil.